Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. Today I'm joined by Paul Hayward, who's CEO at Block Energy. How are you today, Paul?
I'm very well, thank you, Zach, and thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
Okay, you've got a sort of fast start to 2022. What are the highlights that people should look at?
Well, I'd say the highlight is absolutely the most recent well that's just been sidetracked at the JKT01Z well. We've had excellent performance both from the team in terms of time to drill that well and ensuring that the well reached its objectives. And of course, we've had excellent initial production results from that well. We've now been on production from around the 16th of January. Pressures are looking really good. Production is looking good. And most importantly, the company is now cash flow positive. So we're all very happy and excited for the future.
So cash flow positive and able to develop further resource with existing funds. Is that right? Is that the way of looking at it?
Absolutely right, Zach. The immediate plan is we're revising our subsurface interpretation based on the success had at JKT. We've got an additional 12 sidetracks available to us, which are analogous to the JKT well, which are currently being ranked, screened, risked, and the technical team are currently working up a proposal for what is to be our next sidetrack. So all hands on decks, and we're moving forward.
I mean, obviously, the share price isn't everything, but is it the case that you think, you're looking at the company where it is compared to where it was, say, this time last year or middle of last year, there's been a bit of a recovery, but it doesn't seem to be factoring in, all that's gone on over recent months. Do you think there are any other sort of sentiment aspects or any other aspects that people maybe think are holding back Block Energy at the moment in terms of maybe your funding situation, etc.?
Yes, quite possibly. I think, comparing and contrasting where the company was last year versus where we are today, the obvious response is, well, we've doubled production. We've integrated a transformational transaction whereby we acquired the Schlumberger position, of course, which our followers will be well familiar of. And we've got on with developing those assets. And again, most important point being, production has doubled. Commodity prices have increased significantly year on year. And we're now trading up. Well, Brent is trading at about $89-$90 a barrel today. So double production base, cash flow positive, high commodity prices, and a proven track record of being able to execute in country. I would have thought that would have created some positive momentum behind the share price, Zach. But the market works in mysterious ways. And right now, it seems, there's certainly a bit of a lag when you compare and contrast share price action against company performance. But, we stay focused on executing the plan and creating value for our shareholders. And, all things considered, I'm sure the share price will catch up.
I mean, do you think that maybe people are thinking that, with the good news that you've delivered of late, then that might be an excuse to have a placing or a cash raise of some kind?
Absolutely. I think if you look at the company's performance in isolation to its current position from a financial perspective, of course, typically when we have achieved good things operationally and the share price has moved upwards, we have gone to the equity markets to raise more money to accelerate development plans. But so this time is very different. I mean, for the first time ever, we are now cash flow positive. We can recycle free cash back into operations and ensure we keep that drill bit moving. So to answer your question, to be very direct, we've got absolutely no plans of going into the equity markets right now and raising money, certainly not at these levels. So our followers, investors and potential investors can rest assured that there are no fundraisers on the horizon.
And just finally, a sub 10 million pound market cap company, you know, that sort of base level, bargain basement level, maybe some might say. Would you consider that really from here, in terms of what you'll be doing, producing, there's only real upside that can be seen?
That's our thinking, Zach. I think, you know, when we benchmark our value against our peers and take a deeper dive into turnover, revenue, etc., I think we are significantly undervalued. Expect or like to think that there is only upside from here, and production and revenue supports that position, in my view.
Well, we look forward to see how things develop. Paul Hayward, CEO at Block Energy, thank you very much indeed.
Zach, thank you for your time.
Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.